And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. I'm wrestling with a wire. Hey, hang on a second. I'll be all right. Just trying to hang myself with the earpiece. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. There we go. Wow. Yeah, that was close. Welcome to Hagman. It is Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving. You'd think I'd never done this before. It's November 29th, 2024. Thanks for tuning in. Wow, what a mess. With me tonight, Steve Whale from stevewhale.com, gen6.com, Renaissance Precious Metals. I'm going to tell you what, he's got a lot of information to go over. And I mean, there's just a ton of information that you're going to need to see, need to hear. And we're going to start out with 2 minutes of a video. Before I do, hold on just 1 second here. I have to get my papers together. You know what I'm talking about, right? So here we go. Okay. Talk amongst yourselves for a moment. Go ahead. Talk amongst yourselves. All right, here it is right here. I want to thank you, the supporters of the program, and, of course, the people who sponsor us. Folks, Chuck Norris, you've heard about him. He's a legend, 84 years old. And I saw a video he made, and you can see it, too. It's up. It'll be up on your screen here, chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Check it out. Look, Chuck Norris, yeah. Boy, I hope this is not contagious with Steve. If you've ever wondered what happened to Chuck Norris, well, watch this video. 84 years old, still kicking behind, working out, staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, he can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. And he did this by making just one change. He said he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife started doing this one thing, too. Never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner. She's got energy all day. Now, Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Hagman or by clicking the link below this video. It's not going to, it will definitely change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Hagman and click on the link in the description box below to watch the video. You're not going to believe how simple it is. And it's just a reminder, Chuck Norris, again, 81, not 84, 81 years old. And my apologies to Chuck, but hey, he's got more energy than I do. He discovered he can create dramatic changes in his health with his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking the link in the description box below. If you wonder why I'm a little rattled, we have 5 feet, count them, five feet of snow, 5 feet, and it's still coming down. Right now, our city has declared a state of emergency. So, you know, it's interesting when you think it powers out everywhere. You got cars everywhere. You got tractor trailers flipped up. 90 is closed. I mean, hey, but it's winter. What do you expect, right? But here's the thing. That ain't nothing compared to what's coming. That's nothing compared to what's coming. So, what is coming? Let's do this. This is right here. Again, I'm my apologies for seeming out of it, but come on, man. This is perhaps one of the most sobering videos. You're gonna have to watch it all the way through. We're gonna play the first 2 minutes of it. This is Douglas McGregor. And let me just make sure I've got the title correct because, well, here it is right here. Biden's plot in Ukraine exposed really what makes Putin angry. Nuclear strike next 48 hours. This is on YouTube. This is Douglas McGregor. He's a smart guy. But let's run the first 2 minutes on this.
Stupid enough to provide these kinds of things to the Ukrainians that could precipitate a confrontation with Russia. What are we going to do in the Middle East? Because I predict that before the year is out, Jake Sullivan will be saying something quite similar about Israel, that we're sending everything we've got to Israel because they've used it up. And we're going to use up most of our stocks, and our stocks are not limitless at all. And remember, you know, most of these missiles are going to be fired from ships that are anti-missiles, part of the air and missile defense structure. These have to be reloaded in ports. You have to have a lot of missiles on hand. We don't. I mean, we just don't. We've never. I know he says we've done a brilliant job of global management, but I can tell you right now from personal experience back in 1998 and 99, that's not true. We always had excess in one area and a poverty of missiles in another. We haven't done a brilliant job. So I think it's just nonsense.
Well, so let me ask you, Doug, what is in America's interest here? And what do you, as best you can, divine the actual intent of the administration or the Pentagon, if those are separate, because we see, they know the real number. They know that we're running short there, and they see that the insatiable appetite that both Israel and Ukraine has, and they see our small stockpile, and they see our ability to create more. There's a delta there that just is not going to be met. Why then would we not want to say, all right, let's just get this wrapped up and get this off the table and move on to whatever's next, instead of keeping the fiction going, because there are tangible consequences to that?
Well, keep in mind the last round at Ramstein, where the various contributors to the money pot and the equipment pot, technology pot from NATO was canceled. Remember?
Yeah.
They didn't meet. They didn't bother getting together. The well is almost dry. The Germans have said categorically it's over. We're not sending anything more. The truth is we haven't got a lot to send. And any rational person, and of course, I think there are some out there, would say this is not the time to provoke a wider war under any circumstances.
Very interesting statements. And then we have this by Paul Craig Roberts. The title of the article is "The Western World Retreats Deeper into Unreality." The first paragraph is all you really need. And then, folks, the link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. Click on the headline for today under the video, and you can get all of the links used. The Western world, as I said, retreats deeper into unreality. He starts off by saying, "Dear readers, don't you think it's strange that humanity faces a possibility of extinction? And there's no peace movement. Have you noticed that? Does our indifference extend so far that we are just totally indifferent to our own existence?" Now, I added some, changed some words there, but you get the idea. Even alternative media sites such as Simplicius, never heard of that, downplay the threat. Folks, read the entire article, but I've never heard of that website, but media sites, but I will know now. And then lastly, again, before bringing Steve on, Hal Turner, like him or don't like him, it doesn't matter. 24 hours remaining in Russian NOTAM for Ukrainian missile attack. As of 3 o'clock Eastern time today, the 29th day of February 2024, there are 24 hours remaining in the NOTAM issued by Russia over their potential missile launch facility, presumably for Russia's retaliation attack upon Ukraine. Now, think about that for a moment. You can read that on your screen. The photo above, which I'm holding right here, showing the missiles, it shows transporter, erector, launcher, TEL, in other words, TEL trucks in Russia, which Intel says are loaded with Russia's new Oreshkin, I always mispronounce that, intermediate range ballistic missiles. We saw the video of that the other day. Not a pretty sight. 6x6, 36 missiles, all in one blow, basically. These are believed some of the, these are believed to be some of the TELs to be used against Ukraine. Folks, check that picture out. Intel suggests that there are considerably more such TELs for the strike Russia is planning. The total is not yet known. The first and only time Russia used this new missile against Ukraine was 2 weeks ago. The warheads, their sub-munitions, they did not carry a combat load of explosives. It was merely kinetic energy. Now, Mike Adams had talked about this. Merely kinetic energy. Think about dropping a bowling ball off of the Empire State Building, or think about using a missile launcher to drop a sizable amount of dense metal, and you get the idea. The kinetic energy of falling warheads did all the damage. Intel says the missiles shown above are loaded with combat explosives this time. And that's, of course, that's emboldened in the article. And then based on the new appearance of the TELs above, the expiration time of the Russians' NOTAM, it's logical to believe that Russia's retaliatory strike upon Ukraine will take place within the next 24 hours. That time is down now. While the precise timing is not yet known, the last time Russia launched this, they provided 30 minutes notice to the U.S. over nuclear deconfliction communications circuit. The communications circuit is set up so that there are no false alarms between the nuclear superpowers when one launches a missile detectable by warning satellites. As the first such missile took off for Ukraine 2 weeks ago, warning satellites did in fact trigger an alert to a Russia missile launch. The ignition signature of the missile engine is such that these missiles can be detected at launch, and under our system, missiles are presumed to be nuclear. Presumed to be nuclear. Do I need to say that again? No, you got it. A major sticking point with the coming launch is that Russian television posted missile travel times to U.S. bases throughout the Middle East, U.S. base on Guam, U.S. bases in Hawaii and in Alaska, the U.S. nuclear silos in Montana and in North Dakota. There you have it. And I think there might be another paragraph or two, but folks, read the article. The link again, program description box at HagmanPI.com. And wow, it's I don't know what to say, except it again, like I started out with, 5 foot of snow and vehicles everywhere. Nobody can get out. Nothing's moving. Hey, it's like an insight into perhaps what is coming. Steve Quayle, thank you so much for joining me. Apologize for the little bit of, tough start there.
These are mentally challenging times. I want to say something just so everybody understands. Hal Turner's intel, I was able to verify this within 20 minutes overseas, which is 14 hours ahead. He's my friend, but he's an impeccable analyst. The problem is, The problem is with impeccable analyst skills, there are so many single issue people that will throw out 99% valid intelligence just because, they don't understand what an anti-Semite is. He's not one. They don't understand the difference between Jews and Greeks. In Jesus Christ, the scripture is clear. There is no superiority between the Jew or the Gentile, because if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. Having said all this, I have met some of the, Lord, I've actually had to pray before coming on with you tonight. I have met some of the most accusatory, dumbass, non-thinking claimants to be Christianity that can't see the forest through the trees. Okay. You go out, there's 5 feet of snow. These guys are so, how should I say this? And women are so scared. I'm surprised they don't go out and, get a new set of diapers, and then their dry cleaning bill must be. And I'm telling you point blank, I could name names on this, but here's what I'm saying. Well, why do you deal with that? Because people, your life is at stake. I told everybody on the front of my website tonight, I don't know. And Doug, I said this. Doug, if we're still here Friday, I'm not so sure it won't be our last show. Did I not say that?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yep.
So I validated, verified, and I can tell you right now, Hal's article, I will read to you exactly What's important about that last picture and article, here's real-time intel. And if you don't repent, get right with Jesus, the real-time intel will send you to hell, because you can dismiss everything you want to dismiss, but you cannot escape the result of independent objective reality. Okay? Okay, here's what I just got right now, Doug, as we're on the air. How cool is God? It came in at 7:15, my time in Mountain, 7:15. I can tell you that the launcher trucks are now in launch mode with the launch tubes vertical. Bottom line, now listen, this is coming in from over there. Well, the CIA says, well, we don't find any indication that the Russians are serious. Did they even know that the Russians had ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, with hypersonic warheads that are kinetic? By the way, the word kinetic, it just simply means that's what rail guns use, okay? You propel anything at a high enough velocity, it doesn't have to be an explosive charge. So I want to make this clear. Eric, would you just put that back on, the third one? I want Pete, and you can leave it up while I read what I just got, okay? The one with the missile, there you go. And scroll down a little so everybody can see that, okay? Now listen to me, everyone. You take it to the Lord in prayer. I will deliver my heart. I will deliver my soul, and there will be no blood on my hands. And I got to tell you, I've never fought God in my entire life. When I say a fight, you can't win, but not wanting any more to say anything to anyone except my private briefing subscribers and my Q filers, okay? Those people have supported me. Thank you, my brothers and sisters, except the one treacherous man in the Q files, who I have a request. They don't publish stuff like that. So he sends it to Rick Wiles at, True News, and they send it out, of course, with no attribution. And sir, if you're watching this podcast broadcast, shame on you, shame on you, shame on you. You come under the same spirit of Judas. If you can't be faithful in little things, you can't be faithful in much. So let me read this one more time. Eric, please leave that on there. Those are absolutely portable, what Doug said, tells transportable erector launchers. And right now, as we talk, 9:18 Eastern, the trucks are now in launch mode with the launch tube vertical. Bottom line, they're ready for launch, simply waiting the launch command. Simply waiting the launch command. So this isn't grandstanding. This isn't fear porn. This is absolutely the in the multitude of witnesses, Larry, multitude of two or three witnesses, Larry, word be established. I mean, I got to tell you, Doug, everything I know, everyone I know, and ladies and gentlemen, the Secretary of Defense, who has, in my opinion, destroyed the U.S. military, said the Russians are bluffing. It was no bluff when they fired their latest missile. It was no bluff when China, we're talking about Russia right now, when China launched their first intercontinental ballistic missile against what will be Pacific Theater Command in Hawaii, off the island of Kauai. It didn't have a warhead, but the first time in 40 years. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what everyone is missing. Here's what everyone is missing. I'll say it one more time. Here's what everyone is missing. The globalist Luciferian elite who have pledged their allegiance to Lucifer himself, and you know, we've got the gliss. We know how it's done. And by the way, we put out an Antarctica report, Doug and I. Remember when we did the alien thing? And, you know, we made it clear. But ladies and gentlemen, they want the global destruction of humanity. They want the annihilation. They want the genocide and extinction of humans. And one of the glyphs we read is basically Lucifer saying to Behemoth. Now, that's an interesting game. That's one of the lead fallen angels. And to my knowledge, no one has ever equated that with a fallen angel principality, okay? That showed up in the glyphs, okay? And the thing is, he's demanding war on a global scale, literally, as soon as they can initiate it. Well, why would God give somebody in Montana, a group of 8 PhDs around the world, that information? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very clear. Surely the Lord God will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his prophets. the prophets are, I'm not talking about prophets in a call, but I'm talking about the testimony of Jesus. The reason the spirit of prophecy is dampened in the church, because they won't even name the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit's job. Now listen, this is more than quote a religious broadcast. If you die and the last thing you see before you're thrust into hell, it's on you. It's not on me. It's not on Doug. I want to say that again, Doug. So many people, imagine this. I know there are people, and I've wondered too, what percentage of professing claimants to be Christians are truly saved by the blood of the Lamb, who Jesus knows, not who claim to know Jesus? There's a big difference there. Jesus said, depart from me, ye who work lawlessness, I never knew you. So they said, but man, we cast out demons, do all this stuff. And he said, I never knew you. It's not of works, lest any man should boast salvation. It's the gift of God. And through faith we're saved. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just agreeing with you. And that's a great question about knowing Jesus versus Jesus knowing you. And I think a lot of people have that backwards. So, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, you're not. And look, we're going to go back and forth tonight.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I want to make this statement. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm not being melodramatic. I spent my entire life on talk radio as an author, as a filmmaker, warning about these days. And quite candidly, even Alex gave me that. I put it up on my ex account so you can see what Alex said. The problem when you're ahead of time, no one believes you at the time. That's a very powerful statement. And Jesus put it this way to Israel that was being taught, the nation of Israel, not the one you see now, but the most religious people of his day that would quote the scriptures backwards and forwards, the prophecy, the law, and the law and the prophets, the Tanakh, the first five books of the Old Testament, but they didn't see Jesus when he stood before them. They did not acknowledge him because Jesus would upset their religion, and Jesus came to talk to the common man about coming into the family of God as individuals. So that's what I'm going to say there. I have never, ever seen the crisis. I've written books years ago, I mean, 25 years ago, on nuclear war survival skills, not by that title, but it was, it was in a massive catalog, I don't know, a couple hundred pages, everything on lethal dose rates. That means how much radiation does it take to kill you, different types of bombs, fusion, fission, and in those days, neutron bombs. I did all that, okay? And now we're being confronted with the nuclear annihilation of the United States, which is the only way the Deagle forecast of 250 million American lives. That's you, my brother. That's me, my brother. That's my kids. That's my grandkids. That's your kids' grandkids. And yet hardly a roll of the eyes, but, oh, we're going to make America great again. You can't if it's on an ash heap on a pile of rubble. And I think this is really important, Doug, that people understand this, that Putin's not bluffing. So when I hear the Secretary of Defense, and by the way, in my opinion, that man is not human, okay? He is an NIH, NHI, non-human intelligence. I mean that. There's a reason for I say that. Take it to the Lord Jesus in prayer. He's saying they're bluffing. What Colonel Douglas McGregor, he's one of the smartest guys out there. In my opinion, Colonel McGregor is one of the elite thinking brains. Not because I agree with him, but he knows how to separate facts from emotion. Scott Ritter, brilliant UN weapons inspector. Everybody wants to slaughter him over past or whatever. I won't hear it. And I think it's a bunch of flustered clucks, and you know, obviously you know what that means, who cannot help but flapping their wings and flapping their chicken lips to undermine anybody that's telling the truth. You and I have been subjected to that for 20 years. And I'm telling you this, the day they die, so does their criticism, and it will only land them in hell, not because they criticize us, but they have to repent of their sins and figure it out. The guy you're stabbing in the back, flustered cluckers, is the guy that could have saved your life. The guy that you've mocked and scorned and ridiculed. I'm not talking about just me. I'm not talking about just Doug, but you've done it to all who make you uncomfortable, that move you out of your dead ass easy chair, wanting to view the end times with a can of hopefully not Budweiser beer, you know, and eating some beer, pizza, because that's all your survival says, well, I'm going to be dead anyways. Might as well have a last meal. Those are the dying words of people that are executed. The other words are, they that know their God, the word of God, shall be strong and do exploits. Look, all any of us can do is what God has given us to do. Doug was raised up on this platform for your sakes. I appear on this platform for your sakes. Sorry. And now, as we're on the air, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't even find my desk right. The amount of pressure to check sources is unbelievable. I got to give you an example. I won't say the name. This guy sends me an email tonight, right before the show, of course, and says, you need to listen to such and such, such and such. He says we got 3 to 5 years. Brother, never email me again. We're talking about, transportable erector launch platforms for intercontinental ballistic missiles. And I will tell you this. The Russians are aware of every nuclear warhead, every serial number, every nuclear technician. They've got that good of intelligence. So this idea that, and this is the plan of NATO, to just swamp Russia's airspace with, you know, all models of aircraft that are designed to carry either nuclear missiles or nuclear bombs, and they're going to go at once. They're going to come from Finland. They're going to come. Russia knows this. Poland. They're going to come, and guess what? The S-500 and S-550 anti-ballistic missile system can track 500 bogeys in the sky, and their missile, anti-missile system is spread out, so there's nothing that can break through their barrier. Listen, to tell the truth now is a criminal offense. Why would anybody believe anybody who's in the intelligence committee, and I want to make this clear, 66 heads of intelligence and law enforcement all bore false witness against President Trump, all signed on to the Steele dossier, which was the biggest batch of horse manure. And you know, someone said, well, why are you caught up in that? Because it stinks like that. It stinks. Where were the Republicans in name only? There were a few, but the zombie cons have been, they've capitulated, okay? There is no political solution to a spiritual problem. The spiritual problem is sin. The spiritual problem is rebellion. The spiritual problem is those who once were blessed with every blessing in the world, we were the envy of the world, when we turned our back on God, when we allowed the most profane entity, the abomination of desolation, to come on the screen and come into the political realm and say, America's the greatest nation in the world, and we intend to change all that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, that should have been our signal. Those of us who were screaming about that, oh, we're racist, we're this. Look, I am a human racist. I am fighting for the race. I agree with Gerald Celente. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Look, I've studied Russian war policy. I'm a pragmatist. That's why I know they say what they mean and mean what they say. And one of the ambassadors, I think the UN, said, we tried to warn you. Dmitry Medvedev, he's a genius. He's a former president. Listen, these guys know what they're talking about. And he was a former president of Russia. And he said, you want your war, you'll be gone in under 15 minutes. Did you see that headline?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just close with this and take myself a break before I launch into orbit and join the ICBMs. I don't know, Doug, what else to say. That's why I had to pray tonight. I said, Lord, All my arguments, all my data, all my information, look at all the data, information, all the gifts you've had. All of us have poured out our hearts, and look at, we're still the same country. Thousands of our fellow countrymen are dead in North Carolina. Men, women, children are freezing to death. The National Guard, and I'm going here for a reason coming back, the National Guard and the Army pulled out 29 days ago. 29 days ago, I think, 20, somewhere around that. And FEMA has all those trailers. Ladies and gentlemen, again, one of my listeners, and I love his take. I like to try and define certain words. FEMA, federally employed malevolent assassins. Federally employed malevolent. That means evil assassins. Where is the outrage? Oh, how about the January 6th outrage? You know, you've got all the confessions to the contrary, but where are those spineless evangelifish? Why aren't the churches ringing up? Let those people go. Why aren't we praying as the believers prayed for the release of Peter, the apostle, when he was in prison? You know why? Because each man seeks his own and not the things of God. Now, there are great people doing everything they can, but they're operating under a misunderstanding. The FEMA camps aren't there to help you. They're there to kill you. And this is really critical. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, imagine when an electromagnetic pulse or a very targeted electromagnetic weapon beyond electromagnetic pulse were to bring, let's say, an entire section of 50 miles, the busiest freeway, to a complete halt. And then where would all those people go? Oh, enter the buses. Hi, I'm with my family. I'm traveling home from grandma's house. I'm sorry, sir, but we must separate the men, women, and children for their safety's sake. Tell me this. Has FEMA done anything to save lives? They've frustrated, and they're murderous, and they're evil, and they're a demonic, okay? And I don't like them. The lady that heads it up is so rabidly anti-man, you can probably figure what that means, and is so, I like Craig Roberts' term, insouciant, that people won't even call it what it is. This is the orchestrated annihilation, genocide, and extinction of the human race. Here's the big point, Doug. If people say, ah, he's crazy, he's been saying stuff for years, it hasn't happened. It is not about me. It's about you. And those of you who absolutely can do nothing but mock, scorn, ridicule, belittle, berate, and then all of you and PSYOPs and NORAD and Goodnight under the DIA, Langley, NSA. Oh, by the way, I hope all you guys that work for the three letters know that your headship left the country too almost 10 days ago at 1:47 in the morning from the East Coast airports. Who broke that? Hal. Who had the information? And again, I want to share something. I admire him. He's got balls. He's never hidden his past. And he's one of the guys that was turned on and in because he was a member of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Moral of that story is they who hire you will also burn you if you don't play by their rules. We are in Christ Jesus. We name the name of Jesus. If we've repented of our sins, if we have absolutely looking unto him, the author and salvation of our faith. Look, I could be gone tonight. I really mean that. I can be gone tomorrow. It isn't about me. It's about God. Will my works stand the test of time? I'm talking about what he has commissioned to me. I'm not saying I'm saved by works, but James says faith without works is dead. I see a lot of empty clouds who have listened to everything I've said and applied none of it. Have you encountered people like that too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go. Yeah. Please yeah. continue. Yeah.
And I'm on a roll, and I'm sorry. I am not trying to dominate this.
No, please do.
Yeah, I am operating under this principle right now. If that noticed airman and the missile barrage goes with ICBMs, I don't know. My guess is the next batch will have hyperbaric warheads. Look it up on the internet. And you'll still hear the same old batch of crap, in this case, chicken poop, because we're dealing with a bunch of flustered clucks. And they'll still say, we have no indication the Russia is serious. What does, you know, I mean, Doug, I have fought for the last, I don't know, 7 years. I've challenged certain people. I said, you come on, you choose the platform. I'm not a know-it-all, but I know the people that know it all, and they have trained me in the area of what I consider important. You know, hey, if I hold up four fingers, okay, and I hold up 40 fingers, that's going to be tough to do. There you go, 40 fingers. What is the ratio between four fingers and 40? That's 10 times the speed of our state-of-the-art nuclear torpedoes on our boomers. I'm not talking about the missiles. I'm talking about the torpedoes. Then if I say, how much is 100 megatons? Well, they say, well, you know, the Russians never exploded 100 megaton weapon. They did with the Tsar Bomba F-50. The only reason they haven't done it at 100 is because they didn't have the technology in their bombers in those days when to get out of the blast and shockwave, you know. So I want to share something right now. And this is something. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Someone said, you're just trying to scare me because you live in fearmonger. I hope you choke on your vomit, those of you who make that statement. I literally hope you choke on your vomit. What kind of love is that? Love that pleads for people to not go to hell. I want to make that clear. Love that pleads with people not to go to hell. I will tell you a good example. Right now, I know of a certain individual, and I won't tell you the sex because you might figure it out, who's sitting hammering whiskey or vodka, trying to cope with the stuff that she and her husband know, okay? I'll just leave it there. So the thing is that where are the pleadings? Where is the passion for the people? I mean, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. And how do you make peace? You make peace through strength. And what Colonel McGregor's main point is, you guys, you don't go the OK Corral of Western fame with Nerf guns when you're coming up against guys with Gatling guns. There were no Gatling guns used in the OK Corral. But I'm telling you this, we are outgunned. And the only way to answer for it is the globalists, illuminists within our government who have destroyed our military, who have destroyed the men and fighting men and women, who have sexually done everything they can to pervert and cause an affront to the living God, who are downright Luciferians, have promised Lucifer a sacrifice of 250 million American lives. And if I thought I was dealing with a majority of people that can handle it, I'd put the glyphs up right now, okay? I won't. But those of you who have seen the Glyph Project, and by the grace of God, there were so many questions, I think, and I'm not making promises, but you know, when you get 100 questions that you got to answer, and some of them are incredibly deep and intelligent, it takes a long time. It has to go country to country because some of the questions were directed to the specific speakers. And Doug, again, blessings to you for hosting that. So you know exactly what, and some of you saw the test glyphs. You know, I don't know if we've got next week, next month. I'm not thinking 5 years down the road. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing things that can only be described in the book of Revelation, Revelation 12, the dragon, the third of the stars in heaven, he drug down with his tail, you know, and in essence, we're talking about entities on earth that have never been visibly manifested in at least the last, let me back up here, who have been visibly seen at various times over the last 3,000, 4,000 years. But wait until everybody starts to say, what is that? So, Doug, here's where we are tonight. Now is the time, not tomorrow, not the next day. Now is the time to turn to Jesus and be fully ready for his protection this time of increasing evil. One of my best friends has been my best friend, Aftermath Bob in Florida, who is the man that has defended me fearlessly against Time Bomb 2000 and whatever the other one equal to it is. And he said, he's asking a question, what about Germany? Well, as everyone knows, David Wilkerson's vision begins with Germany's economy falling, spreading to Japan. I think it's 2 weeks, Germany to Japan, and then the U.S. economy. But what happens? I just told him this. I just wrote him back in an email. You know, what happens when Russia just absolutely blasts Ukraine? And by the way, then Zelensky comes on and says, well, we're ready to talk peace now. Too late. Too late. Too late. There is a time, and this is what I'm pleading with tonight, you guys. I'm pleading, get right with Jesus. Not because I'm trying to scare. Well, no, I take that back. Correction. I've said before, if I could scare the hell out of people, the literal hell they're headed for, and Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would reveal the magnificence of believing him as your Lord and Savior and translating you from the kingdom of darkness, anybody who doesn't know Jesus, they're in the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of God's own dear Son. And that's the difference. I know one of my friends, I don't need to name him, but he and I are not on the same page as to the Apostle Paul. Paul is specific that if any man preach another gospel other than what they have received today, or an angel from heaven, he says it twice, let him be accursed. And so, some guy accuses me of being a co-heretic. I mean, thank God he's in another state and, you know, I can't wield a baseball bat. I wouldn't hurt him. But, you know, I did turn him over to Jesus. I said, Lord, it's that type of attitude that's so pharisaical, so sadduceical, that that's the thing that poisons the living walk of people with Jesus. You know, this is a wonderful story. Jesus gave the common man parables, but the religious couldn't understand the parables because they weren't common. They couldn't identify the plight of a shopkeeper. They couldn't identify the widow at the well, you know? They couldn't identify the Gadarene demoniac. You know, I'm not saying that's normal, but it's what was being encountered. Religious people suck. It doesn't matter if they wear a yarmulke or they wear a cross around their neck, okay? And I don't care. The Bible's clear. The Bible's clear. The Bible's clear. The Bible's clear. There is salvation and no other name, none other name than at the name of Jesus. The Bible's clear. There is no specialty. If any man is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. We are a nation of cowards and the fearful and the unbelieving. And I'm telling you this. It is absolutely imperative that if you know people like that, do not walk with them. Get away from them. And I told the people when I sent out that special alert on Q Files, I said, do not use this as evidence to make your point. And I believe this is exactly what the Lord spoke to me. Look, I've got a record of over 50 years of walking with Jesus. And a lot of it is supernatural, or I'd say most of it in my case, because there was no greater sinner than I. And you know what I can always say? I got nothing except I have nothing except that which I've received from above. And those of us who just God ransomed out of pure, you know, pure hedonism, the world, you know what's cool? We love much. I've heard people ask me, well, why do you love Jesus so much? I said, are you kidding me? You mean you don't? Well, I never had any of those experiences. I said, that's the reason for you to love him more, you know? But again, the principles, the little things, those of us who have been forgiven much love much. But a self-righteous person, they don't need the blood of Jesus. They don't need the covering of the righteousness of God. There is no good Christian. I'm saying that, Doug, because I'm sensing it in my spirit, and I'm seeing it in some of the emails. Well, I'm a good Christian. God wouldn't allow me to be nuked. That attitude guarantees you will, because you don't understand that righteousness is by faith and not by works. And oh, by the way, some of the laziest people I've ever known who claim to be Christians, you know, I would call them this. A sloth, like a sloth, would be a racehorse compared to them. Okay, that's how slow they move. And so, you know, I think we should call this, Doug. I'm sorry, I don't mean it, but it sounds funny in my view. I think the United States has become constipation nation. Okay, seriously, constipation nation.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and so look, you know. I'm not going to tiptoe through the tulips, okay? I mean, I just don't, you know. By the way, I didn't like that song either. With what was this guy's name? Tiny Tim and a ukulele.
Yeah.
So the thing is that I don't know how, and I understand that all my energy, and I'm really aware of this. This is how serious I'm taking. If you see my eyes glancing, I've got a technology here. And in the second hour, when we come to that, we'll tell you, and Doug, the entire country is being robbed of its food. We're being put into forced starvation. Costco, and, you know, I live in Bozeman, Montana. One of my supporters, thank you, I won't even use her name, but sent me a thing in the Costco store, and I think it's Kalispell. They have a giant sign, you know, it says, we're out of eggs and don't know if we'll get any. Okay.
That's because, yeah, the FDA apparently had, Kirkland eggs had a recall because of, I think it was Salmonella or E. coli. And then cucumbers too, in case you need one of those or two.
Well, here's the thing I think people need to know. I've been on this food thing for a long time. I used to be, I think it was the third largest, not bragging, it's just true. When I say Trek Foods, I know the food process. And in the second hour, we'll explain there's no way to have listeria You know, I said, but forget Listeria. What they're trying to recall the food on is Hysteria. And I said, or Salmonella. Salmonella, look, every food batch has a series of, from the point of growth to the point of packaging, from the point of delivery, every point is tracked. Not once, with the exception of the intentional poisoning of McDonald's hamburger, not once has anybody proven there's Listeria. And if there was, it would be combined to one specific area, one specific packaging day, yet they recall it all. I think, and look, I this is from somebody in the know, I think they're up to 85 million pounds of food recalled from the public to force starvation. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think this is part of the plan, look at how our brothers in North Carolina are neglected, our sisters. And it just, I mean, I'm sorry, if you don't get infuriated, you better go look in the mirror and say, God, am I human? Seriously. And then if something comes out of your body, then you probably know you're not. But where is the, there's no compassion. There's no love, for God so loved the world. God is love. And it was love that sent Jesus to the cross to redeem a humanity that could never save themselves. So where are we at tonight, you guys? We are at this point. Now, how long before we go in the second hour?
We have 14 minutes at the top of the hour.
Okay, I'll just give the introduction. We'll come back and you bring me back to wherever you want me. But we're in the realm of the absolute control of the USA by controlling the food and the fear and reality of starving if you not obey totally. The UN and that cockroach that's a dung beetle, Klaus Schwab, want you to live on 1,500 calories of, you know, mush insects. That's their statement. Well, they eat Chateaubriand. The guy certainly isn't eating his insects. You know, what a hideous creature, in my opinion. You know, let's just say this. He's kind of a combination, in my opinion, of Jabba the Hutt, okay, and Dr. Evil. That's the only way you can explain him, you know? So if you want a really bad image of that, you just watch, you know, just Google Jabba the Hutt. So here's that's important that everyone understands. People are, I can't believe it. You probably have heard this too. So where's all the left's response to, you know, Trump's win? Well, they're waiting in the wings, funded by the Sorosidal corporations, the woke folk that broke the country. And here's a quote that this is from an insider, that government leaders have as their true priority the control of the government and the people so they can continue to rule the world. Since they were voted out of office, they have sworn to burn to the ground everything rather than give it up peacefully. You know, I mean, you've got communism, and this is another point of fury. If anybody couldn't see Saul Alinsky's 13th, just look that up, Rules for Radicals, what they did to former President Trump, they're doing to President Putin. They vilify him, and he, in my opinion, and I'm not a Russian agent, but I can appreciate an intelligent man in a sandbox full of, you know, Fruit Loops, eating roll-up strawberries or having a scream session on the beach. And I love the statement. I don't know if President Putin made it or Medvedev or somebody said, somebody's got to be the adult in the room. The United States has broken every treaty. Oh, you're a traitor. You don't love your country. The country you see is a communist country now. It has no semblance of the Constitutional Republic. We have traitors in the Senate. We have traitors in the government. Traitors. That means they'll destroy your life. So let me ask you this. If you are trying to deal in good faith with a nation that can't even keep any treaty they've ever had, that's the United States, and you have open warfare declared on the phone lines against Nord Stream pipeline, and you have zero good faith, how could you enter into agreement? Bravado and BS will not stop World War III. Because again, remember what I say, my primary directive, until people understand that there really is a Lucifer, in Lucifer, he prefers to be worshipped on earth. Satan means the adversary. And he's at war with God. And ladies and gentlemen, the toughest thing to know is that this is the time that Satan's going to come on full bore. I'm not giving you more credit, but I'm telling you what the Bible says. And it was given unto Satan to make war on the saints and prevail. That used to drive me nuts for 30 years until God gave me the answer. He said, but read on, Steve, but they that know me shall be strong and do exploits. Okay? An exploit is an action fueled by faith, empowered by the Holy Spirit, that literally can challenge anything that the devil throws. But the devil will so overwhelm with fear, sights of fear, sounds of fear. If you want to know what I'm talking about, go read Brother Bob's Vision. You got to, whatever your favorite search engine is, read it. I won't publish it anymore. I published it. I had such a visceral response from too many people. Now, remember, I think that was 20 years ago. And I was the one that brought on Mr. C. His name was Al Cuppet. People thought it was like Mr. C, like the ocean. And Al would tell everybody from his Pentagon presence before he retired what was going to come down. And so, you know, I mean, I don't know how many times I interviewed him, the others interviewed him, but I can look to the origin of probably every main theme over the last 40 years on talk radio and say, been there and done that. That's not lying. It's true. You know, and the tragedy is, Doug, the tragedy is some of the people are still with me, not that they're still alive, but I know some of them, they've done nothing with everything they've been given. Okay. So my favorite email, and this is tongue in cheek, tell me everything you know that you won't tell anybody. Don't you know that's not Christian? No, your attitude is not Christian. And it's amazing how, you know, if somebody feels entitled, even in Christianity, the minute you don't meet their expectation, and in my case, demands, you know, you're somehow persona non grata, and they are as if they never existed on the face of the earth. They've never made a difference in anybody's life. They couldn't care about anything except being self-righteous, pot roast boiling in their own juices. I don't know how else to say it, because that's usually a good indication you're dead meat, isn't it? I mean, yeah. you usually don't put a live cow in a, you know, made, yeah, it's just, I'm lacking words tonight. And by the way, I apologize. I've had a migraine all day, and I just about called Doug, and this is true. Try and do this. Keep your thoughts right, knowing that you've got to deal with all this. I'm not crying in my beer, you know, and God knows, you know, I probably line up stack of them. I don't drink 24 of them, you know, and it wouldn't be queer beer, you know. If the bottom line is that, you know, and it doesn't assuage only the Spirit of the living God, because the fruits of the Spirit are righteousness, peace, and joy. You know, long suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. I know I fall short in a lot of those categories, probably most of them. But here's the thing. Campbell McAlpine, one of the finest preachers I've ever listened to in my 53 years, going on 54, I guess, of being saved in March. He said, looked at me and he said, with a Scottish brogue, I can't do it. I've tried to do it before a couple times. Ah, lad, you never preach it unless it burns within your bones. If it doesn't burn within your bones, you've got nothing to say. He was talking about the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Nobody can understand what it's like when God says, you're going to go out and you're going to talk to these people. They're not going to listen. And my first statement was, boy, Jesus, is that true? Then why do it? And here's what I was told. Doug, you've heard me say this probably a decade ago, as a testimony against them. They will not be able to say they were not presented with a pure gospel of Jesus Christ. Look, my anger doesn't work the righteousness of God, but you should be angry. Again, I can't help it. I see what's going on in North Carolina. I see what's going on in Florida. I see a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that, you know, here's the deal. I can't share what people aren't ready to hear. I can't. It's like a word spoke in season. The scripture says how sweet it is. But a scripture spoken out of season, in other words, no one's willing to listen because they can't even embrace the concept, you know, of what's this guy saying? Now, somebody sent me an email today and just said, look at all these guys talking about Stargates. My friend Dan, what a wonderful man. We prayed for his dog, by the way, to be returned. I don't know if you remember that. And God worked a miracle. I mean, he loves his dog. One of those giant dogs. I forget what they're called, but a big dog. He's a big guy. But God answered a prayer for a man who was heartbroken over, they took his dog away. I think it was just due to his medical condition, but we prayed and God brought his dog back. That was pretty neat. That was really neat. So ladies and gentlemen, we pray for you. And I want to say this, I've come to the point in my life, thank God for Romy Zaret's intercession for me. Thank God for Susan York, Bruce York's wife. I guess they'd call her a widow, but I don't, you know, when I talk to Sue, I say, Sue, Bruce is alive to me is the last time I talked to him. Never met him, Doug, but man, did he impact my life.
Or, you know, Steve, I don't mean to interrupt, but that was the best day I can remember, spending a day with Pastor Bruce York before he passed away and being on a pontoon boat. Much of what you're saying right now is what he was saying. When was that? That had to be 10 years ago, maybe? I
would say that. And then okay. The church he birthed was a house of prayer.
Yes.
And I want to thank every one of you who's a member of that.
Amen.
I want to thank you guys. Doug, they covered you. They covered me. And the only reason I could stay, and I mean this, stay on the radio and continue on, I mean, there are times when they have touched God for me. I'm not kidding you. And then there's so many people that have prayed as intercessors for me. And I have a dear friend, Barbara Kay. She prays for me every day. I have dear friends around the world. I'll never meet them in the flesh, most likely, but they pray. My friend Bieta, she'll send me an email. She's sometimes up late. She's an hour behind me, but she's late at up late at night and said, God just laid you in my heart. And when she's done it, it's been the right thing at the right time, you know? So what I'm saying to everyone is prayer changes things, and the battles that are against us, the Lord delivers us through their intercession. I've said to everybody who's ever prayed for me, and it applies to you too, Doug, they get the reward, the greatest ministry in the world. Actually, I take that back, in eternity is the ministry of intercession, because Jesus is the high priest of our intercession. Okay? Intercession brings reconciliation between God and sinful man. And I just, again, I don't know all the people that have prayed for me or interceded, but this is kind of a catch-all. And I want everyone to know this. The fruit that's out there in the world, contrary to contrary to critics, is lasting fruit. And it inures to the benefit of the intercessor. You know, I told Sue York this, and Sue, I love you. I said, you know, I'm the mouth, but you guys are the heart, you know, and because of, and I mean that, I don't flatter any man, any woman, but I do know how the Holy Spirit moves. I do know when he moves. And I also know what it's like when you're just about on your last breath. And I mean that literally, not figuratively. And somebody touches God. Somebody touches God. So I'm grateful that, Doug, while we're together, we have the ability to touch lives all over the world. Even Kid Yowie, remember him in the Australian outback?
Great person, yes.
Yeah, great, great person. I mean, you know, ladies and gentlemen, when we can call Jesus' sheep by name, you know that they stand out above the rest. And if you're still listening to Hagman, God bless you, brother. I haven't heard you from years. And we can see the different individuals who, by their testimony, God used us to touch their lives. It doesn't matter if they're, I better be careful here, so many star generals. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a private sergeant, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, you're being seduced by seducing spirits, thinking that there's a political solution to a spiritual problem. There's nothing to back up the promises. You can promise a moon and you can't even deliver, there's some kind of a popsicle thing called the moon pop. You can't. Here's the thing. There's a difference between desire and ability. There is. That's one thing. I want to go fly a rocket ship. Yeah, well, you better handle the 172 Cessna. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's got. I just want you to tell me how to kill giants. Can you control your passion? Well, no, then you can't kill giants. And that's really a question I get all the time, you know? It's funny, I do.
Don't forget, the need does not constitute the calling as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's probably one of the most powerful things I ever learned, okay? I was called to what I'm doing. And are we on the top of the hour now?
We can skip that. I just want to mention thank you to our sponsors, to the people who support us, to the people who support Steve Quayle. Folks, again, without you, we would not be here. I want to thank everyone who has subscribed to Rumble, our channel on Rumble. We picked up an extra, 75 followers. You might think, well, that's not a lot. It's not, because when you're at 220,000 and they pull the rug from underneath you at YouTube, to build back up is much more difficult than to stay where you're at. So thank you to everyone who did subscribe to us on Rumble and will subscribe to us on Rumble. We appreciate you. Lastly, folks, look, the recent attempted assassination, you know, back in July 13th of President Trump, and of course the one following that, and the danger he is in, it shows the increasing unpredictability of violent incidents in public spaces. Now, you take that, you take the school shootings, you take the shootings that happen everywhere. You know, I don't have it with me, but folks, if you go to escapezone.com, darkbags.com, sat123.com, you need to get really for your school age child a backpack that's actually a Faraday bag, as well as a bullet or ballistic resistant bag. Folks, you've got to do this. I mean, really, it makes me feel better knowing that my grandson has one of these bags and will use it. Okay. Can use it, as well as satellite phones. Folks, right now we are in an area of uncertainty. Be ready for any emergency with reliable communications that don't depend upon cell towers. Sat123.com offers satellite phones that ensure you're prepared for unexpected events. With 100% of Earth coverage, encrypted calls, no reliance on fragile cell networks, Sat123.com, their sat phones are your dependable link to safety. Sign up for a plan today and secure your peace of mind. Folks, you can call 855-980-5830 or visit them online. The link will be in the program description at HagmanPI.com. All right, Steve, thank you so much, and continue, please.
Well, first of all, the satellite phone store, sat123.com, is giving, you're not buying these phones, you rent them, $99.95 a month. So what happens if there's nuclear war and there's no credit card processing? Look, the purpose of this goes beyond revenue for the satellite phone store. That's how they make their living. But if you buy an Inmarsat left hand, if you buy an Iridium, if you lease them, they give you the phones for free and you get one of those backpacks. Doug, that is a tremendous deal. And I want to say something. I have got to reiterate this. I live in what used to be, Happy Acres. Now it's turned into Battlestar Galactica. There's so many murders that, and because it's politically incorrect, you got to get an honest cop. And I'm not saying they're not honest in Bozeman. Most are. But tell you what's really going on here. We're on the I-90 corridor. Narco-terrorist gangs are here. And ladies and gentlemen, the sophistication is off the charts. I believe that if people knew how well armed the gangs are, and actually narco-terrorists, when you got billions, you can buy anything. I'm telling you, I know that world. I was never buying anything, but I knew the people. And I sat down with them for 4 and 5 hours sometimes, and they just tell me how easy it is. And you know what they said? One, I'll never forget Giorgio. He said, You Americans are so stupid. At least when we Russians sell our country out, we get millions and sometimes billions, and you do it for chump change. He didn't use the word chump change. And man, that guy hammered vodka down. I thought, whoa. I mean, he could. And I tell the joke. I think I bought more barbecued shrimp in Reno, meeting with that gentleman after the Cold War. I'm not a spy, just listening. And that's what I mean. I mean, good night. You can learn a lot. I want to say something. I believe we're maybe 1 to 2 weeks away where it will not be safe to go to grocery stores alone. I think we're there now. If you've got a husband, take him. If you don't have a husband, or he's a, no, like if he's a, you know, that's my best chicken impression. Take a woman, preferably somebody. Look, it's going to get nasty. It's going to get really nasty. And if you're a lady and you have an indoor shooting range, go and be trained in how to use a handgun. You need to do it for your sake. If you've got a daughter, a child, don't let the mongrels do the inevitable. Do the inevitable. People can say, well, I just don't think that God will let that happen to me. I can tell you stories about, there's one of the most famous stories of some brave man in South Africa. I forget it, Doug. You probably heard me say that 20 years ago, that if he hadn't been armed, I think it was three or four ANC, African National Congress, broke into a white congregation church and were going to kill everybody. And he dropped them all.
Yep.
Is that not true?
That's very true. I remember that.
Yeah. And yeah. I thought, man, I want to meet him and shake his hand. I do. Because, and now I thank God there are some pastors, you know, look, I don't agree with all their doctrine, nor would they agree with me. You know, the minute I talk about giants, Genesis 6 and the gap theory, boy, you know, you'd think I just stepped out of a Bela Lugosi movie. Yet I can defend my position. I can do it scripturally. I can do it historically. And ladies and gentlemen, if we won't fight when we have the ability, I'm talking standing up for Jesus. I'm saying speaking up for Jesus. I mean, not letting the blasphemy of our Savior go on uncontested. Sitting in the pew, I you know, I believe that, you know, I don't know who invented that word, but I think they called it that because if you're sitting in a pew, it stinks, okay? You know, you remember Pepe Le Pew? Now, I'm not saying that's the original origin, but back to food, back to food, back to food. Look, it's going to disappear. Doug, I remember 10 days ago, now longer than that, I'm sorry, I apologize, 21 days ago, when we broke the story on the Campbell soup, okay? We
yes.
did, you and
yep.
I.
Yep.
You know, and by the way, some of those people got arrested. To my knowledge, that told the truth. You only get one thing from the devil if you believe that he plays by the rules, but if you walk with Jesus, you know, you got to walk in fearlessness, you know, because...
Wait, don't, if you don't mind, don't gloss over that. Who got arrested?
One of the people that broke that news about the general came, I'm sorry, thank you, because I got to, you know, again, I don't have 200 things in my mind right now. I got to get out in the next, you know, 52 minutes, but 400. I want to get back to food. Food's going to disappear. It's going to disappear, ladies and gentlemen. The shelves go bare. You're going to have the glare. You're going to have the stare. Again, Costco in Kalispell just put up a sign. I could probably send it if I can find it real quick to Eric so he can see on the cooler that has the eggs. It says, we are all out of eggs. We do not know if we can get any or when. Okay? If we can or when. The whole idea of Starvation Nation is to force compliance to literally starve you to death. It is, you know, somebody said, and it's true, Holodomor 2.0 for the great Holodomor in the Ukraine when Stalin, you know, starved a lot of Ukrainians to death, 27 million or something. The point is that that's what's going on right now. Food will be so important. I'll tell you what they're going to do. In what do you call it, detective world where you do tag teams, you pass off the tail to the next person?
Right.
What, huh?
Yes. I'm just agreeing with you. I am agreeing with you. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
And I apologize. My ears are plugged. My head is throbbing. And praise God. I mean that. Praise God. That's why darkbags.com are so important. Because you go get food. And the tag teams, a guy can be a quarter mile away, scoping out with binoculars or whatever. He talks to his pal that's coming towards you. You think, well, no one's trailing me. He waits until, you know, he passes you, and he's radioing or on the cell phone telling the next guy, watch her. So you're going home, you think, whoa. And then all of a sudden you press your garage door clicker. Click, they capture the code. All of a sudden they're watching you in the parking lot. Look, I'm not trying to make anybody paranoid. Think tactically, think practical. Your life is important, first and foremost to God. And, you know, we're trying to warn you. Look, you know, darkbags.com, satellitephonestore.com. I'm the one that came up, and this, you know, I truly did. No cell tower, no power, no cell, no power, no problem. Okay. That's when we started the whole idea to get this. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, when the powers that be found out that we were going to use this as kind of an intranet to get messages, then both of these companies started putting pressure on. They wanted a cut of the revenue stream, and they were charging big bucks per minute, okay? So what I want everyone to understand is this. Those of you who have submitted your satellite phone numbers to me or your bivy stick numbers, you know you've been getting a couple not satellite alerts yet because it's not necessary, but you know you're on the list, a good list, okay? It's not shared. It's my attempt to use every available means of communication. And if I can give you 5 minutes, here's a communique I would get. Obviously it's encrypted. 5 minutes to launch, okay? I don't need to tell everybody. If you hear the first nuclear weapon going off in the Middle East, first nuclear, then you know I don't need to wear my red shirt. The signal was going to be my red shirt, I got a red shirt, and touching the collar and just talking about, wow, my red shirt. I actually have some really sharp people listening. They said, Steve, is it red shirt time? No, it's I'm telling you what to look for time, because forgive me, it's worse than that. If a nuclear weapon goes off in the Ukraine, if you hear that NATO has launched a swarm of aircraft against Russia, that's game on. You won't need me to tell you that, but you do need to go to, and listen, tomorrow, what is it? I don't know, 10 o'clock your time, Doug. You know, go on, and by the way, they man their phones. Go on darkbags.com, go on sat123.com. This is the size of the bag I like, okay? I mean, I'm not going to fool around trying to put one of these phones in a tightly fitted case. I throw my phone in here, I throw my clicker in here, and I throw my key fob in there, and then I've got something else within reach. And beyond this, don't think it needs to be stated any clearer than that. So again, darkbag.com, that means these are Faraday cages. When you're dealing with a Faraday bag, or you have to close it and fold the top over. There can be none. And then I've tested these, okay? I call my own hell phone from my, you know, whatever other phone, and you can't get in, you can't get out. I have hands-free on my truck. And, you know, trying to dial out and your phone is not connected, you know. Boy, I wish I'd get a good voice on some of those, you know, what do you call them, talk nabs or whatever. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the perfect gift, because this is a gift that keeps giving to the living, okay? I used to love it. Well, you know, Mr. Quayle, the time will come when you will be gone, and you want to make sure your loved ones are well taken care of. Well, I tell that now to the people that bought, you know, pretty substantial policies, that even the insurance company's collateral, which is mostly real estate obligations, rent. Gee, how's commercial rent market going? Doug, I can foresee the collapse of the insurance industry in the United States, because behind the scenes it's already happening. And the same thing with, you know, investments. Investments. Most people didn't realize what a blessing it was to be able to retire, go to Arizona, go to Florida, whatever. The days of that are gone. The days of wine and rover, I'm sorry, not wine and rose, what? Wine and roses are over, you know? And so it's really critical. The elite don't live like you do, but more importantly, they don't care that you live, and they'll do everything they can. So when you get Jabba the Hutt saying, you know, you're going to own nothing and be happy, Well, what's he going to do? Eat every piece of real estate? It kind of looks like he could do that. You know, and look, somebody says, oh, that's so juvenile. That man wants you to eat your own feces and drink your own urine and be happy. That's that man, okay? So if I call Jabba the Hutt and, you know, the combination of Oscar the Walrus, and he's telling me to eat, you know what, and die, and then telling me, oh, and you can chase it down with a nice protein shake of cockroaches. That's interesting. A cockroach turning on his own species, telling us to eat his kind. And I'm talking about the WEF, the WTF, and the GTH. That's go to hell. Because, ladies and gentlemen, what's worth fighting for? Nehemiah, one of the most prominent, most important chapters in the Old Testament, Nehemiah, you know, they're building the wall. The walls are torn down, and he's telling everybody that's on the wall to help rebuild. Fight for your sons. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your little ones. What do? We basically turn them over to the butchers. I want to say something. If you look at all of Trump's appointees, Mehmet Oz or, you know, whatever his name is, Oz, Dr. Oz, he believes in transgender surgery reassignment. In my book, there's no one that should be in that office. Then let's take President Trump's chief of staff, the biggest pro-vaccine lobbyist that's ever been in Washington. Then let's take the National Institute of Health director, pro-vaccine. You go down. The only guy, and this is interesting, I can't figure this out, Doug, maybe you can. I got to take a break and let you talk. But Robert F. Kennedy, and look at the crap they give him. And, you know, look, I know people can change their positions. I also know it takes some cojones to say what he's saying. But maybe you can explain this to me. How can you make the claims what you're going to change when you basically have taken the alligators that did you in before, exposed them to mutagenic rays, and they become the incredible Hulk crocodiles? And what is seven times worse than what was. That's my opinion. Look at who's appointed. Look at their position on vaxes. Look at how many people have died. And the classification numbers are in the tens of millions. And then you get into China, it's in the hundreds. Oh, nobody will believe that. How can you know that? Interesting. Cell phone records. Duh. You know, I would have never thought of that, but smart people thought of that. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, at this point in this show, we're watching Americans starve to death, abandoned to the cold, living in tents, while there's nice warm trailers in a big, big area fenced in. The FEMA, and what I call them, federally employed, this is one of our listeners, federally employed malevolent assassins. What does it call if you are not rendering help to the innocent, if you are watching your fellow Americans die, if you are provoking and promoting policies that are letting them die? I call that cold freaking blooded murder. And I mean it. To the best of my ability, I confess my sin and I call fire down from heaven on them. I'm not kidding. I told the Lord tonight, I said, God, forgive me for not being in the place where that would happen. But will you put that on everybody's heart so we can pray in agreement? Because I'm looking for the victory, one victory that will allow the people who claim to be Christians to see that our God lives. Now, I understand that it's been given unto the power to make war on the saints, and to prevail. Again, the only way he can prevail is if we let him. But we need to adopt a personal walk with Jesus that basically says, you know, and that's why also this lion, you know, behind me, and we're still trying to get the studio, my small little studio, oriented, right? But the point is that the righteous are as bold as lions. And it also reminds me that when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, God sent his angel to stop the mouth of lions, okay? So I maintain this. Maybe we should have a ministry called Lion's Den Deliverance Ministry. And I'm not kidding. We've got to get people to understand where we're at. And where we're at is not a good place. The greatest rejection of all biblical truth is God raises up nations to judge evil nations. And that's what's happening right now. We are going to be destroyed. Dimitri Dudeman, obviously Henry Gruber. And I want to say something about Henry. I don't believe that it was by happenstance that I got him on film on those different interviews that are on my website, stevequayle.com. I cannot believe some of the things that are said about me in relationship to that. Henry and I were good friends. People tried to make him my enemy, and he just shut him down. You know, he stayed in my house. We talked. We went to the greatest highlight of my life was sitting for hours listening to Henry. Trust me, not talking to Henry, listening to him. My friend, Dr. Neil, saved his life. God used my friend, Dr. Neil, God bless you, Neil, to buy him more years. You know, most people don't know. I'm not going to talk out of school. I only say this. The last time I saw him, he had four or five pillows propped up on every part of his body hurt. And he was headed, I think, to Portland to fulfill a promise he made. And you know the story. He said, stop. I'll get you right now. I will get you a driver. I would have. I mean, I move fast, okay? That's to the glory of God, but that's my nature. And he said, oh, no, Steve, God brought me this far. He'll take me all the way, and he'll bring me home till he takes me home. I thought, good night. What a wonderful man of God. He was my friend. He was my friend. He influenced Tyler, my son's life, Daryl, my CFO's life. We would sit and listen to him for hours. And then he told me about a certain jealous entity, I think, St. Portland, who did everything he could to slander Henry. Everything he could. Everything he hated him. You know why? Because anybody who's walking with Jesus brings conviction. Oh, by the way, that guy didn't like me either. That's what Henry said. I said, boy, brother, to be in the same company as you, that's a privilege, you know? And it's why I bring up Henry. His vision, go on my website, stevequayle.com. There you go. Thank you. Thank you so much, Eric. A tribute to Henry Gruver. And look at the videos of his actual vision of Russia attacking the United States. You know, I mean, it's really pretty astonishing. There they are right there, I think. Yeah, Henry Gruver and Steve Quayle, Russia to nuke the U.S. I think it's three parts. Again, I can't see it that clear. Henry told the most amazing story, and I want to honor my brother. You know, I miss him. But he told this story about he called it a prayer special forces team. You remember that? That was praying for him, and God translated physically Henry Gruver to a cavernous region under the streets of Rome. Well, gee, imagine that, where God gave Henry the word to bind the fallen angels under the street in Rome. You kind of see a picture there, and to release the true biblical spirit of prophecy in the world. That's that the one that I think is 1, 2, 3, sixth one down on the right, or second one down on the right. That's an amazing thing. An amazing thing. I had my sketch artist, Brian Snowdy, not mine, but just a tremendously talented artist, draw as Henry dictated it. And Henry saw it. He said, Steve, that's it. I think it's on my website. It shows Henry kneeling and two angels being bound with a golden chain. It's a wonderful picture. I don't know where it is, and I'm not asking Eric to go search for it. But those interviews were the last interviews that Henry did on all these subjects together, okay? Everything on that page is a miraculous testimony to one man's humble walk with Jesus. And all of us, Tyler, Daryl, myself, would just sit there dumbfounded, you know? And he just, and his ministry is called The Joyful Sound, you know? And what an amazing life testament. God gives us these men so that we might pattern our lives after them, you know? And I've been blessed because of the intercession from people to have met some of the most amazing men of God. And now I see a young man, Daniel Martz, and I'm going to put up his links. I have. If you've seen the stuff he's done on Giants, it's on my front page a couple days ago. He did three. Did you see any of those, Doug?
Yes.
That yes. Man has got the anointing. He speaks from his heart. He speaks with a knowledge base. What was the world like before Noah? What was it after Noah, the flood? Where did who impregnated the daughters of Adam and Eve, you know, the descendants of Noah? I mean, I got to say this. When I saw that, I honestly said, Lord, thank you for raising up a man with that much love for you. You can't separate his love for Jesus. You can't. He's on fire for Jesus in such a smiley, great way. And he's got more. I'm going to put them up, and I'm going to post them on my Twitter account. And the reason I'm doing Twitter, you guys, I've never been on social media, is because I'm letting Stephanie, my daughter, handle it. Because number one, I don't have the patience. Number two, I'm getting people that would never know the messages that God has given to me. So I think the Lord said, it's time to branch out, Steve, you know. So the thing that's interesting to me about all this stuff is I see the younger generation coming up. I see the torch that I've carried. But brother, you know, I'm going to see my brothers. I'm going to see Russ. I'm going to see Henry. I'm going to see Bob Griswold. I'm going to see all of them. I'm going to see Romy. I'm going to see Greg Evenson. I'm going to see Hawk. I'm going to see every single person that my family, and I've said this, those brothers and sisters were closer to me than anybody in my own family. And someday I'm going to ask Stephanie to come on and tell the story. She wrote a book on narcissism called Why We Stay. I said, honey, that's not the story God wants you to tell in its entirety. It's a good book. She was hooked up, linked up with probably, I think, two narcissistic men that, boy, if I would have loved my daughter anymore, they would have gone on fast track to hell sooner than they did. I'm sorry, I'm not threatening anybody, but when they touch your daughter, they touch the apple of your eye, nothing will stop you from stopping them. And God stopped the most horrific thing. By the way, you know, I want Stephanie to come on and tell her own story. I won't tell stories that she doesn't approve of. An amazing woman. I remember people on your show, Doug, because she starred in country music and telling me, my daughter's going to hell. You know, how dare you support your daughter? Then they'd send their bitches and their complaints to other people who try to pass a message on to me. If Quayle was a man of God, he wouldn't allow his daughter, who happened to be 34, 36, to be in that country music. I came out of it. Yeah, you came out battered, literally, a woman and a man, they came out baptized in battery acid, okay? Gosh, I wish I would have had some Arm & Hammer baking soda to offset the acidity. Now, because of so many intercessions, you know, I got to tell you guys this. Romy prayed by name for every one of my kids. She prayed for me. She prayed for my wife. She prayed for my grandchildren by name every day. I'm not asking anybody to do that. I'm just telling you, she did that. And because of that covering now, Stephanie is coming into an anointing, an appointing, and an effect on people's lives that are just astonishing. So if I had written my daughter off because two, you know, former country Western people, by the way, they were never nobodies. Forgive me, they were never anybody's, just nobodies. And, you know, I can't deal with those issues, but I can deal with this. It's at the time people wrote me off. I'm not talking about all the people that are my friends and faith, Bruce, others that are in heaven, or the intercessors I know, you know, or the people that have just been so wonderful to me over the years, and you, Doug, too, to us, you know.
Yep.
It's just, we are a product of their intercession. And so I think it's cool. I don't know exactly if I see it this way, or I mean, I'm just that those who have interceded will be standing with us front, you know. And Jesus will show the intercessors, and we'll be amongst the intercessors. They won't be backing us up, they do on earth. They'll be front and center, you know, and they'll see all the multitudes of the people won to Jesus Christ, delivered from the most heinous and hideous sins because of their faithfulness, you know. And God said, I looked for a man to stand the gap and couldn't find any. You know, he didn't say, I looked for a man that could stand with his yap, you know. It's another slang word for just, you know, insouciant, perpetual mouths. And it's always interesting to me. Can you explain this to me and I'll shut up? Why is it that people never do anything, take on those who do something, and then believe that they're just, they go away justified, you know, shaking their finger at us. Of course, you know which finger I'm talking about. And, you know, not this one. You know, and yet they leave justified thinking, I'm the real Christian, not that guy. I understand a sin. I understand it's delusion. But what in your expertise, because, you know, you got to know a lot of different personality types in your business. What is that?
To me, I mean, the simplest answer, I believe it's just easier. Okay. I don't think... for the most part, the people who take swipes and shots at people who are active and complaining about the method, their methods, or even their message, depending on what we're talking about, it's just easier to criticize than it is to do something on your own. And I see this, and you can get into different personality types on a psychological level with respect to, the course level things, but I don't think we need to go there. I mean, I think we see the majority of people right now, and we see this with the news, for example, the beginning of the show with respect to how close a conflict with Russia, with China, don't forget China, with in different areas, even domestically. You know, it's easier not to do anything, or it's easier to say, well, you're just overhyping the threat, when in fact the threat is real. So again, to me, for the majority of people, it's just easier. Because, again, tear down somebody that has a thought when you have no original thought, or when you don't have the sources. And I'm not trying to disparage anyone. That's my observation after 35 plus years of investigation. And, you know, surviving, for example, cross-examination in a courtroom when you're testifying. If they cannot win on the merits or the facts, then they attack the messenger and they attack the method of the message. And so that's kind of what I see. I don't know. I mean,
that's a great answer.
I'm a simple guy.
Yeah. No, it's simple. If they can't attack the message, because it's simple, you know, and I mean, the gospel's simple. If you believe in your heart, you know, if you confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and then, you know, then and ask God to forgive you, repentance brings reconciliation between man and God, and reconciliation brings restoration, and restoration brings a new relationship, not a religion, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. How cool is that? Anybody wants to know the preeminence of Jesus Christ, that God gave him the authority, the power, and the dominion? Go read Colossians 1:16 and 17. I was telling somebody at Grace, when I say Grace, I'm going to add Colossians 1:16 and 17 after every time I say in Jesus' name. Now, I've got to re-memorize it and stuff, but it talks about Jesus, who is the express image, okay, of the Father, and by him and through him do all things that exist consist. In other words, people say, well, what is it that holds the universe together? I'll tell you what it's called: the Word of God. Who is the Word of God? Jesus. So look, here's the deal. I'm not a name dropper, but I'm a name praiser. I'm blessed because I have seen him face to face. That's a blessing. Not everybody gets to see that. Not in a dream, not in vision. Blah, you go down to your face, and I share my testimony. My daughter's, and she's right. I don't know when I go. That means home. People say, are you trying to hint something? No, I'll flat ass tell you. You know, God said, hey, Steve, you're going home in 30 days. I'll tell you that. And you know what? It's interesting. God's identity. Whoever sent me this white rock, this is a biblical term, because God, can you see that okay?
Yeah.
It's wow. Because God promises to give each one of the redeemed a white stone with a name on it that no man knows except the man that receives it. That's why I think Michael Bennett threw on the White Stone Conference, is one that I met you in Bozeman. A lot of people came to it. But a white stone, and that's a wonderful remembrance of Jesus is the rock of my salvation, the white purity, and the name that he has given to us that gives us ultimate identity, Doug. Yeah. I don't know how God does God stuff, but I know this. When you get your white stone, and you get your new name that's written, that name will speak everything about you and for you and to you. So you won't have to say, well, who am I? What was this all about? Blah, blah, blah. It will be ultimate release of our identity in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, is that cool? I think that's pretty cool.
You betcha.
It's really cool. So yeah. Now let's go to the food thing, because this is important. Eric, if you put that up, and I'll just kind of ask you, we'll go through it. Doug, let me do it because I think I can do it faster.
Please, yes.
Yeah, that's not. So if you put up the link I sent you, this is we'll excerpt the private briefing that will go out. Ladies and gentlemen, the private briefings are $149 a year. There's no monthly payments. And after January, it's going to $200. And all who are in it at $149, you'll stay there. I have some incredible people that are involved in it. Obviously, science guy, multiple PhDs. I mean, six-year-old prodigy, very famous father. I know people try and find out. They'll never find out who he is, you know. And his experience in real world, majestic level physics. And, you know, I'm just grateful for him. I don't know the members of the Glyph team, but these are bright people. I mean, incredibly bright people. And I had nothing to do to pick the team. I'm the one with the concept. God said, share the concept and then let me take it, meaning God take it. Well, you know, a guy that can't even work his mouse right, that's a true statement. I'm not going to go into the realm, but these guys build their own supercomputers and they're using technology that's unique to them, you know? And they're in that class, you know? They're in that class. So when God raises up a team to take on the most impossible project in the world, that's not bravado. That's not braggadocio, you know? It is the truth. And so when I tell you guys, thank you for your support of the Glyph team. The reason it's been stalled is because some more questions came in, and some are really good, and some of them, look, when you guys who understand quantum physics are asking quantum physicists, you know, I mean, it takes some explanation, because remember, their answers have to appeal to everybody on the Glyph team or be understandable. Understandable to everybody on the Glyph team. Doug, I can't even articulate how God has answered a prayer. Years ago, well, actually decades, I'm old enough to say decades, I said, God, I don't know what my end will be, but please involve me in something that's so greater than anything I could conceive or imagine that you, O Lord, can get the glory. And that's not grandstanding. That's my prayer. And he has been so faithful. And, you know, I guess I used to love the song when I was an early Christian, Through It All by Andre Crouch. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. I mean, if you guys want, that was my theme song, because I had to learn to trust in Jesus. I had to learn to trust in God as I went through it all. Okay? Nobody knows what it's like to go through it all until you've gone through it all. You know, you can't have an eyewitness tourist guide telling you by what he's read in the book when he's never walked the path. You know, it just doesn't work that way. So where we are at tonight, and again, I don't know, Eric, I think I got to rely on you because I've got to break away from my screen. Thank you. And I'm going to read just probably the paragraphs. This is going out to the private briefing subscribers. Again, they will renew annually at their old rate. Anybody new, we come in. This report, in my opinion, is life-saving. Not because we do it, but you've got to understand absolute control of the USA by total control of food and the fear and reality of starving if you do not obey totally. That's real. All one has to hear is their little child, little boy or little girl, Mommy, I'm hungry. All I have to see is how the little children in North Carolina, the ones that are living, are being treated, malnourished. And then you look at all the immigrants, you look at all the illegals, 10 million of them have robbed America of its blessing because America wouldn't stand up for the God who blessed it. Okay? I'm sorry. Oh, you don't have to yell. Yes, I do, because evidently people are deafer than I am and they don't have hearing issues, you know? But it's important. Now, I'm going to read this first one. Eric, can you make it a little clearer for me? Blow it up just a little. There you go. Thank you, brother. I can see it there. This briefing alert may feel very bold and blunt to people who have the last vestiges of the dream that the USA government is their friend and has their back. Yeah, they do with knives. I added that. The government leaders have as their true priority the control of the government and the people so they can continue to rule the world. Putin and Xi are challenging that concept. Since they were voted out of office, they have sworn to burn everything to the ground and rather than give it up peacefully. Now that your attention is focused and you are saying, how can this be point by point? Here is precisely what is happening and how, and I'm just going to go through this with a blanket statement. In the private briefing, which will go out, I won't release anything that people pay money for in its entirety, but this is that important. I'm giving you guys a heads up. If you'll scroll down a little more, Eric, okay. It begins with how food is traced and tracked from the place the food was grown all the way to your mouth. In other words, there is no way for a secret batch of food to be have listeria or salmonella. And I got to tell you, it's not listeria, it's hysteria. To my knowledge, again, not one of these batches of food that have to be indistinguishable, numbered, and separate from each other has ever been tested. Because you know why? We're a bunch of gullible people that are about to have the greatest lie shoved down our throats into an empty stomach. Okay? To begin, all food items are tracked as follows. Lot number, which includes the following information. Item name, like peanuts. Item location grown. This includes the name of the farm. The section of the farm where the item was grown on the farm. And it gets more specific each time. Item packing and loading data on each trailer. In other words, you can't sneak a load of peanuts onto a different trailer. Item packing loading information is on the data on each trailer. Whatever trucking company took the items to the processing plant, including the truck and trailer, and pointers to lists of other items on the trailer with their items stated, okay, specified. In the processing plant, an additional lot number is given to the group of items mixed together for processing into the next level product. In this example, peanuts are used to make peanut butter, okay? I used to have to go through this process at my food company in Bozeman, Montana, which is one of the third largest of the company, okay? Now, then the group of peanuts are sent to the roasting ovens to be prepared for the next step of grinding into peanut butter. Then the giant grinding machines will grind several tons of peanut butter. Those tons are given a lot code. Each ground batch of peanuts that are ground into butter has their own lot code, which has pointers to all the different groups of peanuts roasted and ground together to make the tons of peanut butter. Then the tons of peanut butter are divided for retail packing, for packing in big cans for institutional use, for packing in huge tubs for wholesale baking and use of making other products. Then each category of packing for this batch of X tons of peanut butter gets the same lot number and expiration date that no matter how it is used, it can be tracked and traced. Doug, does that sound like there's any room for Bravo Sierra, lies? But see, nobody knows this, so they won't call the federal death assassins, I was going to say fully demonic assassins or food demonic assassins, to the carpet. Then each category of packing for the batch of X tons of peanut butter gets the same lot number and expiration. In other words, you can't sneak an infected batch in. Of course, you can if it's McDonald's and you're going in and dumping listeria or, you hire a cook, say, dump this into the burgers. Now, down to the dirty tricks used to pull perfectly good food out of warehouses and off the shores off the store shelves so that consumers no longer have access to those food items. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going on in the eggs right now across the country. We will continue with our peanut butter examples so that the depth of the food grabbing can be understood. But first, some basic dirty tricks. And after these dirty tricks, we'll stop there. Again, this is an example of a private briefing. I guarantee you can't find this on the internet and how it affects your life and how they're going to kill you with this process by not telling you the truth. Doug, can I be any more impassioned? No, I don't think I can. I just don't think it down. Okay, listen to this. And we're going to stop on two. And you guys, this goes on for quite a while. And like I said, now down to the dirty tricks. Used to pull perfectly good food out of warehouses and off of store shelves so the consumers no longer have access to those food items. We will continue with our peanut butter example so that the depth of the food grabbing can be understood, but first, some basic dirty tricks. The U.S. government has been buying up all the freeze-dried, long-shelf life food they can get their hands on. I remember when Bob Grizzle was live, he was telling me this. This creates shortages in the prepping and camping markets. But since the prepping and camping markets are not huge, most of the people would never notice any of those products missing off the shelves they go to. Now, dirty trick one. We may stop here. By the way, this is copyrighted Gen 6. And an announcement is made that there is suspected, here's the key word, suspected illness in the peanut butter product from Company X. When you see the word suspected, that's your buzzword, okay? Then the retail shelf pullback begins. Again, this hasn't been finally proved. They pull the Reese peanut butter cups and vanish because they were made from the same suspected batch, but the public is not told this because obviously nothing is wrong with the peanut butter or the Reese's peanut butter cups made with the peanut butter. All other products containing peanut butter are removed from the shelves to avoid potential, that's the word I want, suspect and potential problems. Doug, from your detective, just respond to that, okay?
Yeah, you know, we use things like allegedly, okay. Those are wiggle words, avoiding potential problems, suspected batch, for example, in this example. And the word, you know, those are whammies, the pows, those are whammies. So in your example here is how to not only, or how they are doing it, but how you as consumers, smart consumers and people looking at the news can also identify what they're doing. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. And again, thank you, my brother. Now, we broke this story. Now the military has all the documents they need to go and pack up all the items from the shelves on their list. That's called the National Defense Authorization Act, okay? Then the next morning, the USA consumer finds most of their favorite peanut butter-related items vanished. The end result will be empty shelves at stores and riots over who gets what items may be left. And is there an H on this? Okay, we'll stop there. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the depth of the private briefings, I'm certainly making a pitch for it, is so real. And bring it back on the screen just for a minute, Eric. I want people to see the red letter edition. My brother Hawk, God bless him, he's gone to be with the Lord, but he always used to tell people, read the red letter version of the New Testament. Those are the words of Jesus. I'm not saying these are the words of Jesus that are coming up. Just back it up, Eric, to the, I think it's H. Down at the...
Right there.
Okay, yes. When the shelves are empty, the entire country will go Mad Max. And this is, like I said, I didn't have time to get the edited version to Eric, but Eric, thank you so much. Then when the shelves are empty, the entire country will go Mad Max. If you think food riots now are bad, I can't even put into words what I have seen coming. Not David Wilkerson. I saw things that, again, Godson went in ready, Steve. I'll let you release I've shown you those many years ago, okay? Because when he gave me the vision of the end time events, he said, I will only allow you to recall them as they are shortly to come to pass. In other words, there has to be a context for the content, okay? This is one of the most detailed private briefings, and it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening, it's happening, it's happening. Whether it's Costco eggs. Oh, and by the way, Costco has a really good butter called Kerrygold, and I think it's New Zealand butter. If you've never had it, it's super. It's kind of a sweet, creamy butter. They recall. So far, and I have a guy that's keeping track of this, a rocket scientist, literally. And I think it's 85 million pounds of food has been recalled. And last week it was 75 million. So think about 10 million pounds. If one person eats 1 pound of that food, okay, I'm not saying that everybody eats a pound of butter. I'm saying collectively, that's 10 million people less that have something to eat. Look at what they've done to the restaurant business. Look at, ladies and gentlemen, what they've done to the middle class. Robots don't bitch about Wendy's burgers. I mean, that's a great statement. I'm sorry, but they don't, you know? They don't say, where's the beef? They say, where's the power, you know? And I'm sure they, you know, I'm not trying to be cynical. No, that's not true. I'm trying to be really cynical. And so, Doug, here's the thing. They're doing it to us, in front of us. We're watching people die. We watch J6 people. And where are those zombie con Republicans? Why aren't they storming? You know, I think, is it Marjorie Taylor Greene has been consistent saying, let them go?
Oh, yeah. But Steve, let me just say this. I believe the hammer of hell is going to come upon the people, the judges, Matthew Graves, the people who put them from the Department of Justice into those prisons. I'm seeing more and more that I'm more and more hopeful as days go on. Now, you may disagree with that, but I can tell you just from some of the things that I'm hearing, they're going to be released. It's going to be
it's going to happen. Say. Yeah,
it's going to happen.
You're going to say it's going to be like a BB, right? Well, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. You know, yep. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the end story tonight because we're running out of time. And, you know, I apologize. I don't know how. I know the passion that God has put within my heart. It burns. I know the fruit to what I've been able to yield to the Holy Ghost. I know the difference between Steve and the Holy Spirit. Trust me, I know the difference. I get taken to the woodshed over my attitude nightly. I confess my bad attitude nightly. And Doug, I want to thank you. You're one of the only people, Bill, I'm sorry, after Math Bob, sorry, Bill, and so few people have ever come to my cause. You know why? And I've had people call me. They want to know about Operation Sam. I said, well, who's your source? And I said, well, I got to tell you something. I'm the source of that article. Click, you know? I mean, I'll tell you what. I gladly, I joyfully, I excitedly, you know, if I didn't have a crummy knee, I would try and at least try a backflip once for joy, you know, in that fact, the greatest, most wonderful Son of the living God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you know, crucified, raised from the dead, and he calls me his friend. I sat up the other night for 2 hours just contemplating that. I said, God, and I almost say this to the Lord, you get the raw end of that deal. He said, but I won't always. I thought, oh, there's hope. There's hope in the name of the Lord. You see, my boast is in Jesus. What do I have to boast about? You know, nothing. Because in him, the Lord Jesus, I live and move and have my being. And this is something the most wonderful, simple, biblical explanation for superpositioning, which is a quantum physics term, is when Jesus said that we're in him, he's in us, that where he is, so may we be. And that Paul says, we are seated with Jesus Christ in heavenly places. And I once said, Lord, if that's true, why am I getting my butt kicked on earth? You know? I mean, I'm sorry. Oh, you shouldn't pray that one. I'll tell you what. Was it Martin Luther that said God loves a lusty sinner? I don't know that I agree with that, but I can tell you what, I do agree with the scripture. Jesus said, they who have been forgiven much love much. And if it weren't for the love of God, I'd be an eternally damned hellion. I was a hellion before I came to Jesus, but, you know, through Jesus, he took me out of that world. And lately, you know, I've told people, I love fast cars. Make no apology for it. You know, none whatsoever. I hate that I'm 73, that I think I'm going to go and set records on the track. And I'm going, not where have all the flowers gone? Where have all the hours gone, you know? And all you have to do is run on a high-speed track, you know, 100 plus. And you look at your score and you go, their watch is broken, you know? And I mean, it's a wonderful experience. My son Nathan and I, the thing we love the most is doing that. And look, I know this. I know that some people want to stand neutral. If you come to Bozeman, the thing that will drive you nuts in Bozeman is all the Tesla critics, okay? Tesla crits. That's a Tesla hypocrite. They think they're so powerful. You know what? Or what's the word I want? Politically correct. You know what they don't think about? At 22 degrees, Tesla don't go so good, okay? Tesla don't go so good. I'm talking about the cars. And, you know, when I got 775 horse, I'm not bragging. The only reason I don't have 1,000 horse is because I can't get tires to handle the 775 horse. I need at least H-rated tires. That's, I think, goes up to 160. I used to say, if I don't have a car that or a vehicle that can do that needs ZR-rated tires, that's, you know, 200 miles. I said, I don't want the car. Now, somebody said, oh, you arrogant pop. No, I said, I know what it's like to drive fast. Not anymore. And I never do it where people are at risk. You know, I'm not like Mad Max on the highway. Race car tracks, and I no longer do that. You know, I no longer do that. And so the thing is that if I could do one thing and God would grant me that, I would say, Lord, I want to go to Bonneville and I want to take a certain vehicle. I won't tell you what it is. And Lord, will you let me hit 220, you know? And then I, in the back of my mind, I'm, and look, I like Sammy Hagar's song, I Can't Drive 55. I remember when that song came out, you know, I absolutely love that song because we used to have open highways in the days of Montana's, you know, I'd say late 70s going to early 80s. And then we had a spineless jellyfish, in my opinion, for governor that got the speed limits kicked back down because it was, I think, David Letterman and somebody else famous were caught going 120 through the highland, the roads up in northern Montana. And they were talking about it on, I think, Letterman's show or maybe Leno's show. I mean, those were the good old days, you know? I mean, those were the good old days. And those were the days, my friend, and they certainly came to an end. The point of this isn't a rabbit trail. The point of this is if you've got the goods to go the speed, you know how to go the speed, it's safe to go the speed, then why are you putting the brakes on with Jesus, okay? Why?
Good point.
Yeah. And again, you know, I'm telling you, I, by the grace of God, I am through. Here's where I'm at with people, okay? You know this too. We've known some of the same people. I forgive them, even the ones that have the biggest knives and or the worst motives, but they're in dustpans. I'm not going back to reestablish a relationship with them because the Lord himself said, Steve, leave the dustpan in the dustpan. In other words, shake yourself off of all those negative, bad, abused and, you know, betrayed relationships, leave them in the dustpan, but don't take the dust in the dustpan and throw it in front of your walk because you can't walk with old dust from the past, okay? Jesus said, and no one who looks bad isn't what, fit or capable to go forth into the field? If you know, I mean, you can't. You've got to know how to, I used to know how to drive a tractor and discs and all that stuff, and you got to know how to keep your track straight. Just like in racing cars, you've got to know where your line is. That means it's the shortest position between two points on the track. As your speed increases, you have to keep constant RPM. Constant RPM, constant RPM. That's what wins races. And that's why you see formula cars downshifting, keeping their tachometers. The same thing. I'm saying to everybody here, this is my last words to you tonight. Keep your RPM at red line. At red line is where the races are won. And the red line in all of our walks with Jesus are the race. We're running the good race. Paul uses that, is the red line. That's the blood of Jesus that covers our life, that allows us to finish the race and finish it strong. Amen, Doug.
Amen, brother. And thank you for pushing through, even with your migraine and your... all the stuff you're dealing with. God bless you, my friend. Folks, that'll do it for us tonight. May God bless you. Have a great weekend. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong clock. We have 1 minute left. I might as well take that 1 minute. Again, thanking Steve Quayle. Thank you for tuning in, for subscribing to Rumble, and also following us next week. Check the Hagman store. I do have a shipment of books that came in. It's going to be a limited edition, limited supply. I'll sign them, personalize them for you, and send them out. And that'll start next week. So you can go to the Hagman store for that. It makes a great Christmas gift. With that, I will wish everyone a good night, good weekend,